Well, it certainly doesn't read well, does it? The four games on tour, 14-6 loss to Tonga, 12-8 loss to the Kiwis, 23-8 loss to the Kiwis, and then a massive upset on the weekend. PNG in front of a delirious home crowd, 28 points to 10 over the touring Great Britain team. What does it mean for the game in the north of England? What does it mean for Wayne Bennett? Well, let's have a chat to a former captain and a former manager of Great Britain, Phil Clark. He joins us on the line. G'day, Phil.
Hello, Jimmy.
Great to have you on the program, mate. We do appreciate that. What's been the backlash? We hear a lot about from outspoken former players, most notably Gary Schofield, about whether Wayne Bennett should continue. What's your thoughts on it? How's it been received, the performance of the Lions back in the UK?
Well, it has been a terrible month, and I suppose it coincided with the Rugby Union World Cup when England were doing so well. So that was even worse for the 13-a-side coach for a while. I must say, obviously, I've watched everything from over here. It's hard to, from the other side of the world, to know too much. It's not like back in the days when Lions tours had a team of journalists and media people, and you got to know a little bit more. But from what I've seen, it's obviously clear the team have underperformed. You only need to look at players like John Bateman and Jackson Hastings, who are far better players throughout the course of the season than they have been over the last 4 weeks. On that basis, and from my experience of the last 40-odd years, you have to say that the coach must take some responsibility for that. I'm not really sure that Wayne Bennett follows the Super League that closely. If you gave him 12 photographs of the 12 coaches all year, I'm not sure he could put them next to the 12 teams that they play. So, I mean, the feeling of a lot of people over here is he has obviously tremendous respect for NRL-based players, but very little for those who play in the Super League. And it's disappointing because, I mean, not only the thing that he kept calling the team England rather than Great Britain, which showed he had little awareness of what he was trying to do there, but we need a coach who can help to promote and sell the team, particularly with the Ashes next year and the World Cup in 2021.
Mm. Well, that sounds like you're advocating for a Englishman to take over from Wayne Bennett.
Not necessarily. I mean, the first name I'd put down here, if you're looking for a change, we've not even quite got to that. But just going back onto Wayne, his interviews are boring and his style of rugby is boring. And I think that's what's disappointed his fans over here more than anything. They can accept losing. We've obviously not been the most successful international team for the last 30 or 40 years. But what they don't want to see is a team that play one-up rugby, very little passes, all this talk about no errors and just making yardage, completion rates. That sort of turns people off the game. We've scored 5 tries in 4 games. And if you look at those 5 tries, there was only one that you thought had any skill in it, passing the ball and moving and displacing defenders. So it's been not just disappointing because of the defeats. They played in Papua New Guinea. They had 6 props in the 17-man team. Now, he knows the conditions in Papua New Guinea better than I do. We've all been there. Surely he would need faster, more agile, smaller players. The PNG Cumberland don't have many giants in them. Mm. And there's obviously a Darwinian reason for that. You know, the conditions don't allow you to have giants out there. And I think, you know, not only in selection terms, but so many. As the game wore on in Port Moresby, the team's confidence and interest just seemed to drop.
Who would you have as coach?
Well, here's a name I'm going to throw at you. Ricky Stewart, supported by Eddie Jones. Ricky Stewart loves the Brits. We all know that. That's a fact.
Whoa.
Former Australian coach. Would love, I think, a chance to get involved at the end of the season with an international game again. You know, there is no bigger supporter for rugby in the north of England down under than Ricky Stewart. And I also know that Eddie Jones loves his rugby league, so he might come along as his assistant.
Right. So are you taking Ricky as the coach, given the success he's had with the English players out here for the Canberra Raiders?
Exactly, Laurie. Exactly. He obviously has an affinity with them. He can get the best out of Elliot Whitehead and John Bateman we've seen this season. And I think that from what, you know, we watch many of the NRL games up here, people like the way that Canberra Raiders have tried to play this season. You know, there's some entertainment. I mean, I know professional sport's all about winning, but we're also in the entertainment game, and the Raiders have done that more than probably certain Wayne Bennett's teams.
Phil, it's Dave Stanley. Just on the Great Britain team, they look tired, as did a lot of the international teams. In your opinion, are we playing these games at the right time of the year? Does there need to be, with now the excitement and the resurgence of international football, do these games need to be played elsewhere in the season?
No, I think it's the right time of the season. There's never a perfect time, is there? Everyone needs rest and things like that. But that's when the games are. They're at the end of the season and all the teams. You know, there was no lack of energy or enthusiasm amongst the Cummels in that game. So I'm not having that as an excuse. I think that's, if you're a professional athlete, you get paid to play a sport, you get paid to perform. And sadly, the Great Britain team didn't do that.
Phil, is it a good thing for Great Britain, is it a good thing for England that so many English players and so many of the very best English players are coming out and playing in the NRL?
Potentially, and potentially not, Jimmy, because there is a danger that people lose simply competition because so many stars have gone and they think that they're watching a second-rate product, which is disappointing when we do obviously need the crowds to grow here, and that is a challenge. I understand players will develop and improve by playing under, and a lot of them want a life experience to go and do that. I tried myself, so I'm not knocking them for that.
Yeah.
But I think we've got to be hopefully careful that the clubs do that. Going back to the tour, though, again, and Wayne Bennett and that, he picked players like Ryan Hall, Chris Hill, James Graham, and he's talked to many of the matches. I don't know whether you've seen the post-match press conferences that he's done for the UK media. He's talked about it being about the World Cup in 2021. Several of the names I've just mentioned there probably will be too old to play then. So what was confusing for a lot of fans was they didn't give younger players an opportunity to play, and then at least they've got that experience. And, you know, Laurie, like that, the first time you get some international experience, I think you go back to your club as a 10% better player for simply having pulled on an international shirt and played in a test match.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that, Phil. Were there players that were left out of that squad, in your opinion, that should have been in it? And who were they?
I didn't go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Jake Truman was a young player who's been a fantastic halfback. He's played well for... Laurie, he's good enough, and I'm sure in the next 5 years, he'll probably be playing in the NRL. He's an outstanding young player. And I think that for 2021 in the World Cup, he might be a player who England might have had in the side. So having been there, trained for 3 or 4 weeks, I was disappointed to see that he didn't get a run in for example, in the last game. Also, Ash Hanley, they flew a winger out. You might have followed the news there. They were short of wingers, a lot of criticism that he picked so many halfbacks. They decided at the last minute to fly him out. He was chosen ahead of one or two other players, perhaps because he had his vaccination injections to more than maybe one or two other players. But anyway, he was flown out there at the last minute and then not played.
Yeah.
Cancelled the holiday and told to fly out there. It just seems confused thinking there from the coach or management to do that at the last minute.
We've got a lot of Canberra Raiders fans listening to the program. George Williams played for your old club, Wigan. How do you think he's going to... in the NRL in 2020?
I think he's going to go really well. I think he's at the right age. I think he's got enough. He's desperately keen to do well as well. He comes with so much enthusiasm. He's played well for Wigan. And if anything, I think his career stagnated under Sean Wayne. He didn't get the best really from him or continue to develop him. He's done a little bit, you know, he's had Adrian Lamb this season, so there's been a bit more interest in attack at Wigan under Lamb. And, I think he's ready to go to the next level, and I think Ricky could certainly do that. I probably see elements of a young Ricky Stewart player in George Williams, although he's perhaps a quieter person. He doesn't speak and argue as much as Ricky would have done.
Well, there was some massive news for the English Super League, Phil, with the announcement of Sonny Bill playing with the Toronto Wolfpack for the next 2 years. There's not a bigger name in league or rugby union than Sonny Bill. Obviously, you'd be disappointed that he's not playing with one of the English clubs, but how big a signing is that for the game over there in your competition?
Yeah, it almost feels unreal, Laurie, and I don't know. I don't know whether I can believe that the Toronto Wolfpack, who've had a little bit of a shaky history, you know, with some things over the last couple of years here, can actually pull this off and pay for him for the full season. You know, I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I'd be amazed if he was at the end of the season. I hope I'm not being negative there, because it would be fantastic to see him play for them. But, you know, I don't know exactly what they built on the Wolfpack, but it's not the strongest foundation. But hey, put that to one side. It's good to see Sonny Bill over here. And I think that what he will do is inspire a lot of young boys and girls to play the game of rugby league in the north of England. His presence, the media he brings towards it, if that gets more players, and that's a good thing, isn't it, for the game all around?
Absolutely. Hey, mate, we've enjoyed that this morning. Thanks very much for your time, and we look forward to watching you on Sky Sports over the coming years.
Thanks a lot. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Phil Clark, former Great Britain captain and manager. What about that? Ricky Stewart with Eddie Jones as assistant.
I like it.
It's not bad, is it?
I like it. Whether Eddie would be able to get a release from the England Rugby Union to help, I don't know whether that'd be, he'd be able to do that. I don't think England Rugby Union would allow him.
It's a fair pay drop.
A 4 week leave pass to go and help coach.
Do you reckon Ricky would be keen?
Oh, he'd jump at it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I think he would. Look, Ricky's a passionate coach, loved coaching Australia, and that really hurt him when that was taken off him. To be back involved in the international game, I think it'd be a coup for England if they were able to get Ricky Stewart as coach.